Accession number 19045, Reel 3.
This is Yabkovska, Reel 3. You were telling me about the train journey.
We all had to be on the floor so no one would see there are still people in our carriage. And then train eventually, after a long time of emptying it, to the next station. There they opened doors and came out. And this station man came immediately and said, "What is it? What is it? Was ist das?" And there was one man who was a leader of this carriage. He started to explain, and they all stood behind him. I didn't. I went quickly behind them outside the station and asked people, "Where is RGO office?" RGO was Red Cross during the war, which Germans didn't want it to use. They told me where it is. It was empty. It was a little bit of straw. It was evening, and I went there exhausted and tired and slept. And no one came to that place, which means all those people who paid money to escape were sent back to the station and to this camp they wanted to avoid. But I managed to escape. Next day,
Where were you now? What is the name of this place?
It was not far from the place where there was a camp. There were two places near Warsaw. Pruszków and another one, which I don't at this moment remember. And that was that other one. We went a little bit further from Warsaw to get that possibility of escape. And I managed. I don't think they did. In the morning, I asked people how to go to the place where my mother lived. And they did show me direct line through the fields. And I must say that smell of fields was so beautiful after weeks of staying in Warsaw with fires and petrol, because there were bombs with petrol. It was a wonderful feeling of freedom. And I came to my mother.
Is this in Ostrov?
No.
What was the name of this place?
That was near Grodzisk. Grodzisk. very near Greece. It was a village near Greece. Kozeri. Its name was Kozeri. Okay. Kozeri, why at the end? And there I had to start some means of earning money, which was very difficult. There were refugees from west, from east, and it was very difficult to exist. So I decided to visit my uncle, cousin of my mother, his place, quite near place of Chopin's birth, very, very near. It was house, quite large house, full of people from other parts of Poland. And I noticed that food there was cheaper, but things which normally one gets from shops were very expensive. So I tried to go. It was about 30 kilometers walk. So it wasn't simple. On one occasion, I came across a few German gendarmes, and one looked at me on the street in that near place, town. I went something to eat, and they came to the same place. I have eaten and was waiting for the change, when that person who looked familiar to me came to me. He used to work in the place where my husband was working before the war. He introduced himself and he asked me very politely, "How is your husband's family? What's happened to them?" And I was so cross seeing him, much more fat, that I couldn't resist and said, "You look very smart in this uniform." And he said, "Why do you say? Can I sit down?" And I said, "No, I have finished. I have paid and I go." He could have been nasty, but he wasn't. And I went and I thought I must. They had white flour in the mill. It was not possible to buy and it was very needed everywhere. So having that order, I bought a horse. First was a little pony. Pony was more intelligent than I was when her cart was full. She was going very quickly backwards. Later I was told that she was trained for the circus, so she couldn't help me. I had to sell her and buy another one. When doing that transaction, the person who was buying my pony didn't test her. They knew how to test the horse. He didn't. So I was really nervous that I will come across him. And one day when I was going through that town, Grodzisk, I heard from the distance someone laughing, very, very deeply. And the man came to me, that was that man who bought my pony. And he looked, I think he was gypsy and he had a different name, very different name. He said, "No one ever cheated Kawagate," which means him, "only once. And it was a woman." He said he had so many problems with that horse that he had in that small stretch of the country. He had to find another similar horse, small pony. Two of them worked well. So that has finished. But I went with good horse to buy white flour, which was not permitted. They loaded and I went. I had to go through crossing where normally Germans would stand. Once they would notice flour, they wouldn't leave me in peace, of course. But the day was dreadful, simply dreadful. Snow and wind. So they went to some sort of canteen, and I managed to turn to a road I needed. And there they told me that crossing of railway line over there is full of Gestapo. They are catching people. You must not go there. So I asked him, what can I do? And he said, "Oh, there is a field crossing of railway line." And he told me where to go. I went there, but it was so high up that horse stopped. I was among the fields. There were houses long way. Someone could take my horse, and not very good cart either. If I take a bag out of the cart, I would never be able to put it back. So situation was desperate, and the Gestapo over there on the station. And in one moment, I suddenly heard some unusual noises, and I noticed little hand platform was moving along the railway line with few workers on it. So I shouted to give me push, And they said, we can't because train is behind. But there was German. And he said, push her over. And they did. They didn't know what sort of load I had. It was not their business. And they pushed me over railway. So I was going correctly. And eventually, another cart full of sacks was going towards a crossing, next crossing. And he asked me, what are you doing? What are you carrying? I said, white flower. White flower? I would never touch it. It is very dangerous. But the price was terrific. I could get so much income. And he said, I would never touch it. But he said, listen, I will take off my load. Mine will be used for making spirit. Bimber, it was called. Spirit. And I will take half of your load from your cart to my cart, and your horse will follow my horse. And there is tavern at the end, and then it's good road to the town I intended to go. And we have done, although he said I would never touch it, he helped me. He took my white flower on his cart. And we went to tavern, and very professionally, two horses got something to eat, and we have put our whips in the corridor. I went to tavern to have something to drink and a sausage. And the woman said, your socks must be wet. And she dried my socks. People were so kind at that time. And I went eventually, as he said, easily to Grodzisk. Streets were full of sellers. They were having things from empty houses near Warsaw, and they were selling. It was very difficult to exist at that time. So I had to look in front of me not to overrun anyone. And I came back to my mother with great amount of money. Half the price of the horse has been paid. And then the next time, when also refugee from the West lived very near my mother with two sons, they said, there is no possibility of earning money by horse. I said, yes, they are. I made it. So we made certain journey with his two horses, good one and big, good cart. And we went again to buy white flour. We were coming back through field roads when Russian planes were bombing some villages, and Germans were escaping. It was the offensive German offensive through Poland.
A Russian offensive.
Russian offensive, yes. And Germans retreat, of course. And we managed, one of Germans came with his hand over the bag and saw white flower, but he left it and went, leaving our black market in peace. And we managed to get back home. Next day, there was full offensive. We have seen Germans escaping. They were not soldiers. They were boys, frightened boys, German boys in uniforms. Women were giving them cigarettes and ersatz coffee. It was not treating them as enemy. It was really nice and kind gesture, which was important, very important. And following day, we had to go somewhere to next town, and by main road, there were Russian army coming. On the side of that road, there were people, lot of people, looking at it in complete silence. It was something we didn't want it to see very much. There were some, it was a place not for wealthy people. We were passing by. There were ordinary people, workers, yet no one seemed to be happy that it was end of the war. We were looking forward. The expression on their faces were really terror. Everyone was terrified. And gradually things were starting to move. That was over there when I have learned of so-called Yalta Treaty. It happened really not at Yalta, but months before the decision was taken in Tehran. Quite soon after the Atlantic Charter, which was signed twice, once Churchill with Roosevelt, and then later Stalin also signed. So for me, my work in resistance, I was on my own. I had no contact with other people. We didn't have decent newspaper, only German one, and there was no radio. So it was after Warsaw Rising when I learned about that can hear the conference. And I just couldn't believe. I just was running from one place to another. Is that possible? But that was true. Then those Russians were to stay. And eventually, I decided to go to my parents' place. First, I went to Łódź, to town, and then to that place. And the people, peasants there, wanted my mother to come back, that there will be plenty of room for her, and they will see that she would be all right. So, second time, I went to our nearest town to talk to Commissar Polish of he was ruling country places.
Is this in Łódź?
It was not far from Łódź, near my parents' house.
What was the name of the place?
Sieradz. Nice old place. And he told me that my mother will not be able to return. He must not live in the same county.
Your mother must not live.
Yes. Because he had a too large farm to be left. It would be taken away. Anyhow.
How big was the farm?
Well, it was larger than permitted.
Do you know how many hectares?
No, I don't. There was forces and meadows and, of course, arable fields and beautiful park. It used to be there in Middle Age, a monastery, and there were some remnants of the convent. But then my friend told me that not far from Łódź there are some villages where Germans had small holdings. So I went. And they told me that allocation will be done in 2 days' time. So I went. There was one not allocated. And in that time, I was permitted to use it.